podcasting is an intimate format. People want to get to know you. And if you don't bring some of your personality and your flair and your storytelling to it, putting those little bits of colour and moments in, then why is anyone going to listen to your episode over another's? Welcome back to another episode of Big Vision Business Owners. Today, we are talking about how you can double your podcast downloads in the next 30 days. That's right. Looking at where you're currently at now, say take a little stat right this second of how many downloads you get per month, say. And then what we're going to do is give you some strategies that would allow you to double that figure. So it's not doubling your complete figure from like all time. We're looking at a very set period of time. So the last 30 days, head into your podcast host, Buzzsprout, for example, the one we use, makes this very easy under the stats tab. You're going to take down that number and you're going to track and see how you can get your podcast stats up and double that number in the next 30 days / from the next 30 days in which you change your content. So if you've already got 4 episodes backed up, you're going to have a slight delay on it by the time that you get round to recording it. Now, the reason that this topic is so important is because what I see with most entrepreneurs that have decided that they're going to start a podcast to build their brand is that they think just by recording the podcast and putting it out there that people are going to listen. That's the first mistake that people make. And secondly, they think that just by showing up consistently every week and sharing it here and there on social media, it's going to grow. And you'll probably have found that if you've been podcasting for a few months now and you're a fair few episodes in, you might be doing those things and have found that the growth just isn't there. Actually, it's pretty stagnant, or, you know, it's starting to gradually go up, but you're not seeing that jump and that increase. And what I'm going to share with you today are some of the exact strategies that I have used to increase my downloads, double them in some cases. And what needs to be said is that these are all strategies. So there's going to be a few for you to think about and choose from, but they're not all going to be the right one for you. And this is all part of content creation. No matter what content creation and marketing you're doing, we can't guarantee growth in any particular way because everything works differently for every single person, but these are tried and tested methods that can make a difference to your podcast growth and doubling the downloads. So we're going to head into a few of them and give you examples of how you can do a couple so that you can go away, try them out and see how you get on. Now, the first one is actually something that you can go back and do with some of your old episodes, and that is that we need to get the title right. Time and time again, I see that people are posting their podcasts and pretty much calling it anything. When they've got a guest on, they'll just put some sort of very mediocre title, probably just what the topic is, the main topic of what that person does. So, for example, if you had interviewed me and then put me on, you'd have put The Benefits of Podcasting with Chantel Dyson. And that's fine, but whilst I'm getting known for what I do, I'm not necessarily the name that people would go, oh yeah, podcast unilaterally. And it hasn't really told your audience, yes, it's podcasting and how it's a benefit, but realistically, we've got to have a better title than that. And the reason is because your title, when someone is scrolling, if they've been told about your podcast potentially or they've come across it, then they're going to be looking at the titles thinking, which one do I want to listen to? Does this seem interesting? And we have got to grab their attention in the few seconds that we have. And this will also make a difference when you are sharing it to social media, because if you put that title there and you share it on Instagram stories, like, what is compelling someone to listen? Now, if you have a real name that people associate with something there, then that is going to help you out. But you can also enhance that. And if you have looked at Diary of a CEO, you'll notice that even with an expert's name there, because you don't always know that expert yet, the whole reason is that they've come onto a platform to get their exposure to, then you need an enticing first piece that explains the topic or makes the topic seem more relevant and interesting than it does just by saying benefit of podcasting. So when I thought about the title for this episode, I could have said how to get more downloads on your podcast. But we're thinking very specifically about what we put in there. And you can go through the Single Girl's Guide to Life and see, and you'll see good examples and bad examples, because I'm definitely experimenting and seeing what's going on. we've got the rise of AI. I'm a tester by trade. I am testing as much as you are with titles, etc., and learning what makes sense to my audience, what's going to grab their attention. So the next time that you title something, yes, think of the topic, and that should be a keyword that goes in there, but think of how it can benefit your audience in a very specific way so that they want to listen. We also know that negative titles and negative hooks are stronger than positive hooks. So you're better, unfortunately, to say, to go down more of a negative. So what will happen if you don't do this, or don't risk this? You know, putting a little bit of some negative emotion, fear in there. And that's unfortunate that that's the way the human psychology works, to pick it up. But we know that it performs better than positive content significantly. So, and neutral is actually better than positive. So you're better down that end of things there. Number two for ways to double your downloads of podcasting is to increase your abilities and get better at storytelling. Now, if you've done the first thing that I've suggested as one of your potential strategies for doubling your downloads, then you've got people to listen, whether you've used that as a hook on a shorter video, you've just used the title, you've shared it on your Instagram stories and someone's gone, oh my God, that sounds amazing, I want to listen, or they've been recommended it, etc. It's going to get people through the door. But what happens is that at the other side of the door, there's nothing there, or there's something that doesn't quite meet the expectation. And this can be through the whole structure of your podcast. But the people that I work with and what I know worked most effectively for the Single Girl's Guide to Life and what makes a podcast memorable are the little stories and anecdotes that go in there. And you don't need this on every podcast, but when people are telling their story, and predominantly I work with life coaches and therapists who either use their own personal experiences to tell stories, or they anonymously tell stories of other people, is that these stories don't have enough impact. You know you need to tell stories, you know you want to make it interesting, so you throw stats in and you try and put something in, but you don't give enough colour to the situation. You don't give enough for someone to come along on that journey of that story with you. Or, and I work on this one all the blooming time, or you don't get the length of the story right. So either it's too short, which is where quite a lot of people go, because they sort of rush through it as if it doesn't matter, or they tell stories that are too long. And that is absolutely not me at all. I don't waffle on and I don't just not get to the point, which is so interesting because I'm red as a personality. If you waffled at me, it would be a problem. And I think some of it comes from feeling like you need a particular length of episode. In this case, I'm actually being really specific today about trying to keep the recording short. So we'll see how that goes. And it's not just in stories, it's in explanations as well. So it's, but you get a little bit of flavour when you get these side notes. And that's what makes this podcast different to anybody else talking about podcasts, is you. Realistically, in a podcast, the difference is you. And if you don't bring some of your personality and your flair and your storytelling to it, putting those little bits of colour and moments in, then why is anyone going to listen to your episode over another's? Apart from the fact that you managed to get somebody to listen because you put an ace title on the podcast. But we need to get better at storytelling. And one way to do that is when you're actually telling stories. So I've given you just little additional bits to spice the episode up. I haven't told you any story just yet. But if you are telling a story, you're recalling something that happened, an experience you went through, think of those five senses and what you can add to the detail of the story. So what did you see? Or because we often say what happened, but we don't describe what you could see, what you could hear, what you could smell, if that's appropriate, you know. And I always think adding that layer of feeling in there. Podcasting is an intimate format. People want to get to know you. And dependent on your topic, I don't think too much feeling would come into much of these episodes. Though, if you've been listening to the I Haven't Made It Yet series, then you get more feeling there, because that's telling you how I'm experiencing becoming an entrepreneur, building a business 2.0, and some there. But maybe even I need my own reminder to add some feeling in there. It's making me feel like this. I'm feeling this week, and I'm feeling that this week. And that's the slight vulnerability that people are looking for with a podcast, without feeling like you have to reveal everything, of course. Now, the final strategy that I'm going to share with you, and these are not the only ones, but these are, I think, the simplest ones that are going to get you the result that you're looking for in the next 30 days of doubling the downloads. And that is to produce more content. Sounds backwards, I know, because a lot of people spend time trying to get people to listen to the episodes that are already out there. And by all means, of course, you don't want to waste the content that you've got. And this is not, on this occasion, repurposing. That's not what I'm talking about. We're not going to take an episode and change it into hundreds of things. Mm-mm. That is a strategy, but it's not the one we're using right now. What I'm talking about now is having, if you have one episode a week, you take it to two episodes a week. And you might have seen this on my account when I brought in the I Haven't Made It Yet series. I think we're on number 7 now. Now, from just the first 4 episodes, it did exactly what I needed it to do, which was double the downloads. It was a strategy that I was checking out to see exactly what it did. And I did this on the Single Girl's Guide to Life quite late on, actually. I think towards the episode 90, maybe 80s. I don't think it was even as early as that. But in that kind of zone, so that's roughly 2 years in, just coming up for, I went, people aren't listening to the stuff at the beginning necessarily, or even in the middle. And it seems like a waste not to do that. So what I'm going to do, and I've seen a few other people do this, and I'll see what happens, I'm going to take a little snippet from each of those and basically re-release 5 to 10 minutes. You'd be surprised that actually takes longer than the strategy that I'm going to use and tell you now. But that's one way of doing it. The other way is that you commit to doing just one extra episode a week. And I know that's freaking you out already because you're like, this one already takes me plenty of time. What are you talking about, Chantel? Well, what I'm talking about is that you come up with a different version for an episode each week. So it doesn't follow the same themes as what you're doing with your main episode, but it's still adjacent. It's like one tier back from what you do in some particular way. It's still related. You're going to use your phone and you're just going to use the voice note app and you're going to completely go unedited with this episode. If you stumble over your words, you just address it and say it like you would in a conversation when you can't take it back. You say, oh, pardon me, or skip back there. Sorry, can't get my words out. These little asides that you don't need to worry about. You're not going to edit it at all. The only thing I'd suggest is if you are using Buzzsprout, then ultimately have Magic Mastery turned on so it can deal with all the leveling out for you. Just sounds better. We're not going to add music. We're not going to add an intro. We're not going to add an outro. Kaput. Done. It is a quick 10, maybe 15 minute episode. It's got to be significantly less than your longer episodes if your longer episodes are more than 20 minutes. Like it can't go on as long as that. And its own kind of theme or topic. So this is an exact example of that. This is the normal podcast that you're listening to right now, Big Vision Business Owners. Underneath that, but adjacent to it, I have the I Haven't Made It Yet series because I want to share the entire process of what it takes and how I'm experiencing this whole shift in business ownership, what's happened over the past 2 years and what's happening now. Now, the reason for that is having 2 episodes obviously means double the content. Quite simply, if you get the same number of downloads on each thing, it's going to double your download numbers in general. But what also happens is that you have even more content to experiment with. You have more data to refer to, and that then helps you to inform future episodes. And that's why it's adjacent. Like it shouldn't be a million miles off, but you can see if people are starting to like you and building your personal brand, if you're doing it the way that I am, and then if they're following the topic. Because if you can see that people are actually quite happy to listen to you and you're getting people listening, then something's happening with the topic. Either you're not hitting the pain points enough, maybe you're not going for the actual queries that people are after. And for some reason, these 2 different series is one is relating more than the other. Maybe you're getting more comments based on this one. So then you start to learn a different skill. Or if you happen to just do a series, so say this is on podcasting, I might do a whole mini series that's the second podcast within the same podcast, which is like how to build your confidence for podcasting or podcasting mindset, something like that. So it is still very adjacent, but very specific. And I share my whole journey of how I built my confidence. I think having that difference, because this is very educational in some way. Or if you have a backlog, then repurpose it if you've got time to. I personally find that takes longer. But something that gives you more data, experiment with more titles, experiment with more show notes, see what happens to the downloads. And instead of having to wait 4 weeks to have 4 episodes to review, you've got 8 episodes in 4 weeks, which is so much more content to look at, which can then inform some of your other decisions as well as to what you're going to take forward, what words resonate, what patterns you can see in the data. The more content you have, the more data you have to inform what you do next. And yes, just by doubling the amount of episodes you have, and if they got the same number of downloads, you're going to double your downloads of your podcast, plus the two other things that you have added into your potential strategy for doubling your downloads in the next 30 days. Now, I want to know how you've done with this. So drop me a DM and let me know what your current last 30-day download number is. Now, if you have gone viral randomly, we're kind of going to have to take it with a pinch of salt, because I'm not going to guarantee to anybody that we can double downloads if you happen to have gone viral, because virality is incredibly difficult to predict. So therefore, it's an anomaly and we have to bear that in mind. However, if you know that you've been stagnant with your episodes, even though you've been consistent for the last however many months, then screenshot it, send it over to me, show me what your last 30 days stat was, and let's see which of these strategies you're going to try, maybe you're going to try all of them, and see how that impacts on your downloads for the next 30 days. Make sure if you're doing this, you let me know so I can see, find out more. And if you do it, I get more data too to work it out. And if this is your first venture into podcasting, make sure that you head to the show notes to download the podcast launch checklist that I have put together for you. It makes it super simple to know how to start a podcast or what you're going to need, and so that you can actually get your podcast launched in the next 30 days instead of just growing it. And you can follow up on the growth strategies after that. Until next time, everybody, keep changing the way the world thinks, one podcast at a time.